This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. and Canadian officials are citing intelligence they say indicates an Iranian missile was responsible for the deadly crash of a Ukrainian jetliner on Tuesday, shortly after it took off from Tehran. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The evidence indicates that the plane was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says that evidence comes from multiple sources. U.S. officials say they don't know whether it was intentional, but the strike could well have been a mistake, coming in the hours after Iran launched a ballistic missile attack against Iraqi military bases housing U.S. troops. President Trump spoke about the plane's downing at the White House.
It was flying in a pretty rough neighborhood, and somebody could have made a mistake.
In an initial report, Iranian investigators say the pilots made no distress call, but the plane went down in flames as it was turning back for the airport. All 176 people on board were killed. At least 63 were Canadian citizens. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The House of Representatives is debating a non-binding measure aimed at limiting President Donald Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. The resolution is largely symbolic, and a similar bill is not expected to pass the Senate. President Trump did not consult with congressional leaders ahead of an attack that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, and afterwards sent Congress a notification explaining the rationale, but kept it classified. Congress has allowed its war powers role to erode since the passage of the Authorization for Use of Military Force Act in 2001 to fight terrorism after the 9/11 attacks. Another AUMF was passed for the invasion of Iraq in 2002. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Following an Interpol issue noticed against him, Lebanon has issued a travel ban for fugitive ex-Nissan chief Carlos Ghosn and has asked him to hand in his French passport. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
The prosecutors also formally asked Japanese authorities for their file on the charges against Ghosn in order to review the case because he was not authorized to talk to reporters. Stating that he trusts the Lebanese judicial system more than the Japanese one, Ghosn also said he wanted to stay in Lebanon and has no issues to hand in his passport. Lebanon and Japan do not have an extradition treaty, and the Interpol notice does not require that Lebanese authorities arrest him. The authorities say Ghosn entered Lebanon on a valid passport, casting doubt on the possibility they would hand him over to Japan. I'm Karen Chamas.
Australian authorities urged another mass evacuation across the heavily populated southeast on Thursday as a return of hot weather fanned huge bushfires. Ciara Lee reports.
A return of extreme temperatures has led to calls for another mass evacuation in southeast Australia. Monster bushfires have scorched an area the size of South Korea, killing 27 people, while thousands have been made homeless. Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Thursday called for unity.
I would encourage all Australians to continue to follow the advice of authorities, to keep being kind to each other as the way you are. Thank you for your generosity and your support.
The New South Wales government has pledged a further $1 billion to help rebuild communities. The fires are expected to continue until Australia experiences solid rainfall.
That's Ciara Lee of Reuters. President Donald Trump on Thursday proposed rolling back enforcement of a U.S. environmental law, reducing federal oversight of many major projects, from pipelines to commercial development, to speed the approval process.
The United States will not be able to compete and prosper in the 21st century if we continue to allow a broken and outdated bureaucratic system hold us back from building what we need.
The change would mean a range of predominantly privately funded and managed projects would not have to assess the environmental impact of their work or brief the public on them. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the move gives polluters free rein in sensitive areas.
This means more polluters will be right there next to the water supply of our children. That's a public health issue.
Environmental groups say that the changes will exempt polluters from public scrutiny of their projects. On Wall Street, major stock indexes registered record closing highs on Thursday. The Dow Industrials were up 0.7%, as was the S&P 500. The NASDAQ gained 0.8%. I'm David Berg, VOA News.